opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, and I say hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and welcome to our urban story.
Yes, everyone. Hello. It is Saturday, November 30th, 2019. We hope that you've had a wonderful Thanksgiving this past Thursday. I know ours was pretty good.
Yes, it was. And I really want to welcome you to the blast from BB and from Barbara. We are going to blast the truth to you. And we want you to listen to what we have to say, and also let your voice be heard. Because we know you have an opinion, you have thoughts, and you're welcome to call in to 973-925-4559. Get ready for the blast, because it's going to be enjoyable, but it's going to be truthful.
Yes, thank you, Barbara. I want to start off today's show discussing the fact that we need to respect our law enforcement officers.
Amen.
And what has brought this up, there have been a number of incidents where the NYPD and other law enforcement officers around the country have been attacked.
Yes.
And what happened recently in Oklahoma, like yesterday, Friday, November 29th, a law enforcement officer went to a Starbucks in Oklahoma, and the Starbucks employee wrote pig on the cup for the coffee. And that's just the tip of the iceberg of the disrespect that police officers around the country, particularly them, have been experiencing. Barbara, what are your thoughts, please?
My thoughts are it's absolutely disgusting. But, you know, once again, I go back to the broken home. And I say, you know, the last figure I looked at, 40% of our children in America are born into a single family household. And why I bring that up is because I think some of these people who would do such a despicable thing haven't been affirmed, haven't been properly socialized, and don't know what it is to have respect. Mm-hmm. With broken homes around America, we have more broken people. Correct. Than we've had in a long time. None of us will grow up perfectly because we don't have perfect parents.
Right.
But at least when you have two parents affirming you, socializing you, teaching you mannerisms, teaching you excuse me, thank you, please, and respect.
Right.
For those in authority, then you'll see a different society. This is not acceptable. I watch live PD and I watch body cam, et cetera, you know, programs like that, because I get tired of the murder and mayhem.
Right.
But that's also very depressing, because sometimes I just saw an episode recently where a police officer was shot multiple times. And the thing about it is when he was shot by this man who had just killed his wife, the policeman, you know, he was shot in the hip and he fell on the ground. The perpetrator came up there, took the police revolvers from him, and shot multiple times into the body of the police officer.
Right, wow.
The police officer was shot, I forgot how many times, 12 times or something like that. But thank God he wasn't shot in the head.
Right.
And he didn't get anything into his heart, so he survived.
Yeah.
But it's just the idea that these people, our police officers, the females, the males, they put their lives on the line every time they put their uniform on. And even when they're out of uniform, because many times things happen when they're off duty. But they'll come to our aid.
You know, I think, Barbara, let's back up for a moment. Let's put this, let's give some history to this, because historically, particularly in the South, the police and the black community have not always had a good relationship, even in New York City.
We know that.
South.
Yes.
But what has been exacerbated is this belief that the police in certain areas are targeting blacks, and nothing could be farther from the truth.
No, that's true.
Where is the outrage with all the black-on-black crime in Chicago?
No outrage.
You don't really see any outrage, but let a police officer accidentally take a black man's life, and then you have riots, and you have this, not always riots, but you have protesting march. It's all over the news. There's an imbalance. The police are there to protect us. They are the thin blue line. A lot of us minorities live in what we call urban America, and without the police, it would be chaos. I mean, imagine living in Newark, Patterson, the Bronx, Brooklyn,
Harlem,
without police officers. And I'm sure, and I don't have the statistics in front of me, but the police get more calls from those areas than they do from a middle class area, let's say in Westchester County.
Of course they do.
And it goes back to the broken home. Not only just broken, but dysfunctional.
Yes.
The children running wild, no discipline, no structure. And so what is society supposed to do with them? And so they're throwing water on police, disrespecting police, because they're not being instructed at home.
Now, years ago, there was a problem, in the black community with the police officers. Yes. And there was a time that black police officers were not even on the force. Back there in the 60s, I was married to a police officer very briefly, but I was married to one, a black man, who was called pig and all of that by black people also.
Mm.
See, people never talk about that.
Wow.
But during the time when my husband was a police officer, some of the worst people he encountered were black people.
Wow.
Because then they thought him being a black man and a police officer, he was being a traitor. But he was not being a traitor. We have come a long way in this country as far as race relations are concerned. Because my husband, as I said, he was black, became a police officer. My grandfather in the Deep South was a police officer back there in the 50s, I believe it was. Mm. Now, he was not allowed to arrest white people.
Mm.
But he was very well respected in the black community.
Wow.
You know, it's a matter of respect.
Right.
You're not going to have 100% good doctors, good teachers, good nurses, no 100% good police officers.
Absolutely.
You're always going to have a rotten apple in the batch.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of our police officers, as well as our physicians and all of that, are good.
Absolutely.
Law-abiding people who are there to help to preserve life. Race relations have come a long way. I used to see things in the 60s that you don't see now.
Mm-hmm.
You see detectives getting high rank and high rank of fish, high rank on the law enforcement. And you see a coming together of black and white officers doing the best they can to provide assistance and protection for those in every community.
Absolutely.
Not just the white community, but also in the black community. And unfortunately, in our urban areas, there is high crime.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes mistakes are made, just like I think was in the Bronx many years ago,
right,
when they thought this person had a gun,
right,
and it was a wallet.
Right.
But there are so many guns, so much violence, so much killing in urban America.
Right.
Police officers are human also. Sometimes they do make mistakes, but most of the time they don't.
Right.
They only fire if they're threatened. And it's a matter of life and death.
Mm-hmm.
And our police officers want to go home to their wives and to their loved ones,
right,
also. They cherish life, but they have decided to put their life on the line to protect people they don't even know.
Absolutely.
And they are due respect.
They are absolutely due respect. And, we attended the Night to Unite a couple weeks ago in Garfield, New Jersey.
On the 21st of November.
Right. And it was very touching and, it was just we were glad to be a part of it. The brotherhood coming together.
Yes.
Honoring fellow law enforcement officers. And you had a lot of VIPs there attending. Because our law enforcement officers are very special people.
Right.
They are the thin blue line between us and the chaos. Yes.
One thought came to me. At that event that we attended on the 21st of November, Michelle Malkin was there.
Yes.
And she was honored. Now, Michelle Malkin, right after that, went to Massachusetts, where she was totally disrespected.
Wow.
I don't even think she was able to appear at the event that she was supposed to appear because of the hostility.
Wow.
You see, we have a lot of unrest, instability, and not people not being civil in America. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that from childhood they were not socialized. They were not taught that if you don't like something, many times you just be quiet and just disappear.
Right.
You don't go out there and call people names.
Right.
You don't throw whatever at them. You know, you don't put on a mask and intimidate people and hit people with different objects and all of that. You see the difference? She was in New Jersey, where you had law enforcement.
Yes, yes.
And everything was beautiful.
Right.
It was calm. Mm-hmm. Then she goes up to Massachusetts.
Right.
And it's a totally different atmosphere. It's hate. Mm-hmm. It's danger. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to be fearful for your life. Something is wrong with that scenario. Even if you didn't like Michelle Malkin, she should be allowed to be wherever she wanted to be, mm-hmm. say what the words that she wanted to say without any threat to her well-being.
Exactly.
That's a problem in our community. And unfortunately, we have one party that promotes being this incivility. Mm-hmm. We have one party who hates our president with such a passion. And the people who follow this party seem to express some of the most hateful rhetoric I've ever heard in my life. Not only is it ungodly, but it's unsafe, it's unnatural. And I think we need to focus on rebuilding our homes, rebuilding our relationship with God, because God is the one who gives us the lack of chaos in our lives, who gives us balance. Mm-hmm. These people are unbalanced. Mm-hmm. These people have not been exposed to just simple truths of life.
Amen. Just a friendly reminder, we mentioned it last week, Barbara from Harlem and I will be co-hosting with Jersey Joe, the Jersey Joe show on another station, AM, WORC 710 AM,
yes.
Tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Right, 7 to 8, I think it is.
7 to 8 p.m., so
yes.
Please join us. Please call in and ask the question. So we wanted to get that in because the incidents around the country of disrespecting and attacking law enforcement.
Yes.
I mean, these guys put their lives on the line for us every single day.
These guys and ladies.
And ladies, yes. You're right. Thank
yes.
you for correcting me.
Yes.
So it is important that we take time to honor our law enforcement officers. We greatly and deeply appreciate
yes,
them.
We do.
This past Thursday, which was Thanksgiving, we hoped you had a blessed and wonderful one. President Trump spent time with our troops in Afghanistan, and he served them lunch. Now, I mean, I think that's a wonderful thing for the president to do. He is a very hands-on president, very involved commander-in-chief. But the press went nuts because they had reported earlier that he was going to go to the golf course as if to say the president was just going to blow off whatever. But instead, he took this trip to Afghanistan. What are your thoughts, Barbara?
Well, he's not like the former president who played more golf than he cared about the troops or our safety. Or anything like that, you know.
Right,
he would.
Right.
They must have thought it was the former president who probably would have been out there playing golf.
Right. Right.
Well, you know, he's a. What can I say? He's a major contrast between not only our former president, but also one who's running for president, Cory Booker. I served the homeless and the destitute at a Salvation Army facility 1 year. In Newark, New Jersey, mm-hmm. while he was mayor.
Right.
And he came by there. He put on an apron and a pose for the cameras. Mm. Then immediately, he took the apron off and left. Mm. What a big difference between our president and the picture I saw. He was behind where the food was being served.
Right, right.
He was involved in serving people.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He just didn't go there. He didn't go there for a photo op.
Right.
I can tell anyone the truth of the matter because I was there and I know Cory Booker was there for a photo op.
Mm.
What a difference a man of integrity makes.
Right.
What a difference a man who's pro-God makes.
Right.
What a difference between someone who's pro-American founding, pro-America values and ethics, than one who is pro-Democratic Party, which has become the godless place for the Marxists, the communists, the atheists, and the Hate America group.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the Democratic Party is clearly not the Democratic Party.
It's not.
Of JFK or even of Bill Clinton.
No.
This is a party that has launched an impeachment inquiry based on a phone call in which the president of the Ukraine, Zelensky, said there was no pressure and there was no quid pro quo. I mean, you're going to launch an attempt to unseat a duly and legally elected president over that phone call? I mean, this is desperation on the part of Democrats. And as far as I'm concerned, they're no longer just the opposition party.
No.
They have become, and I don't want to be
anti-American.
Extreme about this, but to your point, anti-American.
They have become anti-American.
We absolutely cannot trust this country, but we cannot put this country in the hands of the Democrats. They have gone too far, and it appears as if the Constitution is an obstacle to them. They don't embrace it. They try to work around it, disrespecting President Trump's due process rights, which is anti-constitutional. So I just think the Democratic Party, until things change in the Democratic Party, I do not feel comfortable putting them in power of this country.
Well, you know, I put something on Facebook by our second president of the United States, John Adams, and it says, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Now, when a party has become immoral and irreligious, then that means that our Constitution will get in their way. Mm. Our Constitution, like he said, and I believe, mm-hmm. was made only for moral and religious people. Mm. People who had a moral compass, which they've lost. People who believed in God. In God we trust, and one nation under God, which they don't like.
Right.
And that's why our Constitution is an obstacle to their takeover of America. Yep. And my friends out there, Democrats, Republicans, I don't care. If you are an American, you should be concerned about the condition of your country. Immorality did not put this country in the prosperous and blessed position that it has been in since its inception.
Absolutely.
Immorality yeah. and irreligious is not what propelled us
Absolutely.
To be the envy of the world. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Party is not important. What's important is the preservation mm-hmm. of this country that has blessed you
Absolutely.
And blessed me. Mm-hmm. We may not have $1 million or $1 billion in the bank, mm-hmm. but for the most part, we've had electricity, we've had water, and we've had shoes, and we've had a meal.
Right. Yeah.
To keep us going.
Absolutely.
And for those things, we should be thankful. And for those things, we should reject those who want to destroy what God has ordained, what God has blessed, and what God has prospered.
Absolutely. I put a tweet, I tweeted out the following. I'll very quickly read my message here. Quote, we have a lot to be thankful for. One of them is that President Trump won. Had he not won, this country would have continued to decline. The Democrats' corruption would have continued
yes.
unabated. We would be at the mercy of globalists and socialists.
Yes.
And our enemies would feel empowered. Unquote.
Yes.
So we do have a lot to be thankful for. I am grateful every day that Donald J. Trump ran for president and won in 2016.
Amen.
This country would be really in decline had Hillary Clinton won for several reasons. Because number one, she's a socialist. And if you know anything about socialists, socialist is it's a softer form of communism. And by some estimates, as many as 100 million people died in the 20th century because of communism. Hillary Clinton would have pushed Israel to give up more and more land, endangering Israel. She would have let the coal industry here in the United States just die out completely.
And she said she was going to kill it.
She would not have done an exploration for oil. We are now
absolutely
one of the top oil producers in the world.
Amen.
She would not have done the things that Donald Trump has done to improve this country.
And she would not be building that wall.
There's a big one. There's a big one.
Absolutely. They don't care how many Americans are killed. They don't care. Because if they can get illegals to vote, then they figure that they can stay in power indefinitely.
There you go.
You see, I see in my urban area, even buses with signs in Spanish. They don't want to force them to learn English,
right,
because they can keep them ignorant.
Yes.
They can keep them dependent,
mm-hmm,
on them, and they can keep them voting for them over and over and over again. This is America. People from all over the world, from Poland, from Germany, from Russia, from all over, have come here and learned English. Mm-hmm. One nation, one language, but they're trying to even change that.
Well, I think what you're saying, I slightly disagree with you. I don't.
Okay.
But I get your bigger point.
What do you disagree with?
I mean, it's okay for companies to have Spanish and English. I get it.
It's okay.
Because of the number of Spanish people here. I know what you mean, though. Because what the Democrats want to do, they want Hispanics to come here legally, not learn English.
That's
because
it.
That way they can control them.
And this is America. You know, I figure, it would only be fair if the people from Poland had signs in Polish, if the people from Germany had signs in German. Well, why aren't any of the other groups who have been here? They meld into our society. They learn their language. They still cook their cultural food, speak their language among them, but not in the business world. I was in a store yesterday, and no one came in there that spoke English.
Wow.
I was in a store in where was I? Newark, New Jersey, mm-hmm, and no one in the store. The of course the what is it? The clerk,
right,
was bilingual, but yeah, everyone who came in there spoke Spanish.
Right.
This is America. Mm-hmm. If you come to a land, you're supposed to meld into society. So
yeah,
you may disagree with me, but I don't think it's fair. If they didn't do it for the Portuguese, for the, for the other people who came over here, for the Africans, et cetera,
That's true.
Asians that came, why are they doing it just for one group?
That's true.
That's not fair.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Well, that's one of the things that I would urge Hispanics is to learn English, because that's how you are promoted in the corporate world. The corporate language, business language, is English. But you see, what the leftists don't want you to do, and this is throughout history when you're dealing with tyranny, when you're dealing with tyrannical governments, one of the best weapons they have is ignorance. When people are illiterate and cannot read, that is one of their best weapons.
Absolutely.
So it's important for us to be aware of American history. See, when you just have people walk over the border, they don't know how this country was founded, they don't care how this country is founded, and if they don't speak English fluent enough to get around, you can more easily control them and tell them, let me register you to vote, but here, select Democrat. And that is going on, I'm positive, in urban areas where you have an influx of Hispanic immigrants.
But
they can control them when they don't speak English, and they just want them to flood, because one of the things the left wants to do is they want to water down our Christian heritage. I agree with
Prager. They want to destroy
Prager University. This nation was a Christian experiment. Now, it was built on Judeo-Christian values, because without Judaism, there is no Christianity. Yes, Barbara.
But the thing I wanted to say is, you know, the Democratic Party has become totally lawless. I could not walk across the border into Mexico and not try to learn that language. Do you think they're going to put signs up in English for me?
Exactly.
No.
Right.
And from what I understand, I could never become a citizen in Mexico.
Mm.
That's from what they have more stringent.
Yes, they do.
Immigration laws.
Yes, they do.
Than we have.
Yes.
That's number one. I mean, and I think our country, mm-hmm, is just as valuable, if not more valuable, than Mexico.
Absolutely.
Because I don't see people dying to get into Mexico.
Exactly.
But people are dying to get into America.
Absolutely.
And if I went to Mexico to live, number one, I couldn't become a citizen. Mm-hmm. Number two, I know they wouldn't put signs up just for me in English.
Right.
And I think that we need to think more of our country and stop letting the demon rats turn us into a third world nation. We are not.
Absolutely.
We are a gift.
Right.
To the world.
Absolutely. You know, as I posted on Twitter the other day, if the systems in other countries work so well, Islamism, socialism,
why don't they stay there?
Communism, why do we have an immigration problem here?
Absolutely.
You don't see people getting online to enter Mexico, Venezuela. You don't see them trying to get into Russia, China, like floods of people.
No.
You don't see them trying to get into Pakistan, Egypt, any of the Muslim countries. Because what we have is exceptional. If it didn't work, why do we have an immigration problem and Pakistan does not and Egypt does not? None of the Muslim countries have an immigration party problem because no one really wants to go there. I'm just being honest. There's no freedom and prosperity seems to be limited to those who are connected at the higher echelon, because otherwise where the middle class, where's the safety net like we have in the United States?
Yes.
We have something very special, because if we didn't, people wouldn't die trying to get in.
And the bottom line is the Democratic Party is not going to protect that specialness and that exceptionalism about this nation. They're not going to protect it because they don't honor it.
Right.
They have their conferences, their debates, and they don't even have a presidential flag. Right. I have not heard one Democrat talk about what they are going to do or what they intend to do if they were president, God forbid, to make America better.
Right.
They don't talk about security. Mm-hmm. They don't talk about protecting American citizens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't talk about creating jobs,
right,
enticing businesses to come back here. Mm-hmm. No. Tom Steyer, Steyer, whatever it is,
mm-hmm,
talks about how a recession, how the corporations caused the recession and it hurts so many people. And what he wants to do is become president so he can help people of color, which I hate to hear that, playing that race card, mm-hmm, and women be successful. And then I saw another commercial of his where he calls our president, talks about the bankruptcies of our president, and he's, I can't even remember the words right now, but they weren't kind words. In other words, his business dealings were corrupt and all of that. He was unethical, you know, and not honest. You know, they don't talk about doing anything for America.
No. No, and they don't.
Nothing.
They
have no plans.
The agenda for the Democrats is Russia, 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 and racism.
Yes.
Now, the Russia, 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 they spent almost $30 million for a wasted report. That was a complete waste, the Mueller report. And now the Ukraine gate is falling apart because the president of Ukraine said there was no pressure. There was no quid pro quo. I mean, what the witnesses did that the Democrats called forward, Adam Schiff, I believe he worked with the witnesses, they either exonerated the president or they changed their story or they contradicted their own testimony.
Well, my whole take on that is all that was a distraction from Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
All of that was a waste of time and a distraction from Hunter Biden because they don't want that examined. They don't want that exposed. Neither do they want that Ukrainian deal that Obama and Clinton did with Russia selling our uranium.
Right.
And all of these things, neither do they want us to remember how all of a sudden, since Hillary Clinton was not elected, the Clinton Foundation is dwindling.
Absolutely. Great point.
The monies that were coming in, the pay to play, are not there.
Right.
You know, because the Haitians, what did they say? They say that those donations that came into the Clinton Foundation, which was supposed to go to Haiti, never made it there.
Mm.
So all of this with the Ukraine was a distraction. We're going to go for a break. The call-in number, 973-925-4559. God bless. Stay with us. We will be back.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Hi, Hello, hello, hello. We're back with you. This is Barbara from Harlem. And Miss Diamond, you said you had something that you wanted to share.
Yes, thank you for spending part of your Saturday with us, those who are listening. It is Saturday, November 30th, 2019. Our call-in number is area code 973-925-4559. You know, as most of us are aware, some radical Muslims attacking people on London Bridge the other day. Actually, there's one suspect and the police caught him. And there have been other attacks throughout Europe. These one-off attacks by jihadists on innocent civilians. So I want your opinion, Barbara, on what you think is going on and what do you think the Europeans can do about it, because they're not armed. Like, we have the Second Amendment, thank God. So you will not hear those attacks really like that in the United States, because they don't know who's armed and who's not armed. But in Great Britain particularly, they are unarmed.
Well, you know, when we went to that event on November the 7th, and we heard from Katie Hopkins, and she's from England, and she says how deplorable it is because, I mean, they let the Muslims in, and as you've mentioned, Miss Diamond, the citizens are unarmed, and she reminded us that the left in this country, they're trying to disarm Americans. Mm-hmm. And she emphasized, fight for our rights, fight for our Christian heritage, fight, fight, and fight. And that's what we have to do. We don't want to become another England.
Right.
I mean, England, at one time, from what I heard a long time ago, was the cradle of the Bible.
Mm.
And they have fallen so far with so many of their mayors. I heard that they're not just one, but there's several mayors, Muslim mayors in England. I mean, don't we ever wonder why these people are invading other countries?
Mm.
You know, I mean, if they want to be mayors, why can't they be mayor in their homelands?
Yeah, I mean, Sadiq Khan is the mayor of London.
Yes, and I've heard
Muslim.
That there are other mayors, Muslim mayors.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not about bigotry. It's about safety.
And it's about your country.
Yeah.
You know, and to disarm the English citizens, I mean, that is alarming. That is scary. That is frightening. And that's why these Muslims who are on a murderous rampage.
Yeah.
I mean, from the inception, the 7th century ideology of Islam, it's been bloodshed.
Absolutely.
Bloodshed.
You know, it's Muslims are in a conundrum because the more devout they become, the more dangerous they tend to become.
Absolutely.
Because they are told to believe the tenets of Islam. The more moderate they become, they may be considered fallaway Muslims, what have you. So they're in a quandary at this point. But the bottom line is political correctness gets people injured,
killed.
Sexually abused,
killed.
And killed.
Killed.
Murdered.
Yes.
And they've come to the West not just to proselytize, not just to try to take over, which it's virtually impossible,
but
particularly in the United States. But they come here because in most Western countries, you have a steady stream of food, water, clean water, electricity, clothes, charitable organizations. The Salvation Army was founded on Christian principles, and yet Muslims go to the Salvation Army for clothes, for basic needs.
And they go for food stamps,
for food,
too.
And all that. So we provide that in the Christian West. But unfortunately, there is a segment of Muslims who are not appreciative of getting that stability in the Christian West. And they'll use our freedoms, our liberties, our kindness against us. Against us. So we have to be vigilant. Again, they will not likely try that too often in the United States, because in most states, there are more guns in the United States, from what I understand, than there are people.
From what I understand, and I hope it's correct, I think that our president is scaling back on the number of Muslim immigrants coming into this country. The bottom line is they are saturated from childhood, from birth.
Yeah.
with a certain ideology which is in conflict with our culture.
Absolutely.
And that's the bottom line. So I don't know if they're in a conundrum. I don't know what they're in. Mm-hmm. But I know one thing, if they act up, they should be locked up or they should be killed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't have any other words that I can say about it because, you know, survival, we have to think about our own survival.
Yeah, it's true.
We cannot be the nursemaid to people around the world, and especially people who want to kill us.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous situation to be in. And it needs to be looked at logically, not sentimentally.
Yes.
And I believe that that's another thing I love about my president. He is a very compassionate person, but he's very smart.
Right.
And he understands that some people you're not going to change by being good to them.
Exactly. You're not.
You're not going to change them.
You're not.
Because this is ingrained in them. You know, I saw something on Facebook where a Muslim mother was laying down by her son who was killed during the demonstrations or some demonstrations that they're having.
Right.
And I said to myself, what a difference. Mm. So many Muslim mothers are cheering when their sons or their daughters kill other people. Mm-hmm. This was one Muslim mother that who seemed to be normal. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, although, you know, she was laying by her son's dead body, that's not normal.
Right.
But just the idea that she had a heart of a mother. Mm-hmm. I unfortunately, and this is my prejudice, mm-hmm. I don't think too many of them have hearts of mothers. Mm-hmm. They have hearts that want their children to be martyrs.
Yes, that's true.
And that's not
that
having
true.
The heart of a mother.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They celebrate. Mm. Mothers and fathers celebrate. Like the father of the one who did that killing in Orlando.
Yes.
He was at Hillary Clinton's meeting or whatever she had rally. Mm-hmm. And he looked like he was as happy as he could be after his son killed all of those people. And I think his son was killed also, wasn't
he? I believe so. At the Pulse nightclub
in
Orlando.
It didn't seem to bother him one bit.
49 people.
Unfortunately, it just seems like some of those people have children to train them up to be martyrs.
Right. If you study the Quran, and Barbara from Harlem and I have read the Quran.
For many years.
I'm not an expert on the Quran, but I've read it in many places.
It is not
a book that you would really want your child to memorize and be brainwashed by, because they're going to be in constant conflict with the West, with Christians, and particularly Jews.
So that's why I don't understand when you say they're in a conundrum.
Well, they're in a difficult place because they come to the West because they want to have the safety and security and the prosperity that the West offers. But on the other hand, they have been instructed by the Quran to take over the world, God forbid.
Well,
so they eat at our tables, they eat off the fat of our land, but at the same time, as a Muslim, they are told.
Miss B, I totally disagree with that because I don't see how you can want a better land but still have murder on your mind.
We saw it.
Well, we saw it in.
We've seen it 9/11.
9/11, I think they came here to kill. I don't think they came here to have a better life because then they wouldn't give up their life so quickly.
Right. But, you know, England has been opening its doors to Muslims for years when they were kicked out of Egypt as part of the Muslim Brotherhood. And I remember this from the 80s.
Okay.
Great Britain opened its doors to radical Muslims when they were being expelled from Egypt. So what I'm trying to say is they go to Great Britain for the government payout, for a steady income, food, light, water.
And then they kill
them. And then they kill them. They turn on the very people who fed them in Great Britain.
But the thing about it, I got that. But the thing about it is they don't care if they die too. Because they've been told that they're going to get 72 virgins.
Right.
Now, no one has ever come up and said what the women would get, but they said that.
Sorry about that.
I think I got a phone ringing.
Yeah, we got a phone ringing. But absolutely.
So I don't know, but England is paying a deep price.
Absolutely.
For something, and I just can't see and I can't understand that you go someplace for a better life and then you end up killing. Like there was an incident many years ago with they found some doctors who had come from Muslim killing people in the hospital in England.
Yeah, that because again that diabolical mindset.
So
It's very sick.
It does not override what they've been programmed to do, period.
It does not. You can be as kind as you want to be.
And it doesn't make any difference.
Open the doors and look what is happening in Germany.
And look what's happening in Paris.
What's happening in Germany, Switzerland. Young women are being raped by Muslim immigrants because they have no respect, particularly for non-Muslims. You can open your doors to them, be nice and kind. It does not override what they've been brainwashed to believe from the Quran.
Now that's I agree with that. So you know, I'm glad that our president is curtailing that.
Absolutely. Well, I want to move back to politics.
Yes, ma'am.
Mike Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City, worth $55 billion roughly, has jumped into the race. Now, what's interesting is he says that Bloomberg News, which he owns, obviously, will not report on the Democrats, just giving the Democrats a pass, but will report on Donald Trump. What do you think of Mike Bloomberg's jump into the race?
He's just another one, a waste of time, but I hope he spends a lot of money to lose. You know, I mean, it doesn't even make any sense. They don't have any plans to better America. Mm-hmm. Their whole scenario is focusing on Trump. You know, Trump is renting a lot of space in their head and he's not paying them a dime.
Absolutely. Now, Barbara, I want to quote.
And he was a lousy, lousy, lousy mayor of New York.
Absolutely.
And I'm still suffering when I drive into New York.
Right.
All of these one-way streets here and there. I got to go 20 miles.
One of the worst things is when they have turning light at the intersection. So the turning light, this is in Midtown Manhattan where it really gets crazy. The turning light turns green. The go straight lights turn green first. Then the guy wants to make a right. He has to wait for that. People start walking. And then the right turn light comes
it's
on.
It's all crazy.
It's a mess. But, you know, I want to quote something from Mike Bloomberg because
yes.
I think.
And then all of those bicycles.
Oh, the bicycle lanes. Quote from Mike Bloomberg, one of the most idiotic quotes, I think, from any public figure, in my humble opinion. Quote, when we raise taxes on the poor, it's good because then the poor will live longer because they can't afford as many things to kill them. Now, that's Mike Bloomberg. So we're going to control the poor. This is how I'm reading it. By raising taxes, that way they'll have less money for liquor, cigarettes, drugs, whatever that will kill
them. And don't forget sodas.
Right. Sodas. Exactly.
Remember, he wanted to curtail how many sodas you could
get.
Exactly. He's a socialist.
Yes.
He's a communist, Marxist, anything you want to call him, but he is not fit for America. To sum it up.
And he will not make roads in the inner city. I know that he wants to make roads in the inner city. Tom Steyer, the other billionaire. The only one who's made inroads into the inner city is Donald Trump. There was a recent poll by two respected polling companies that Donald Trump may get as high as 30 to 35% of the black vote. Now, I tweeted this out weeks ago that Donald Trump would get 30 to 40% of the black vote because President Trump has made inroads in the black community.
And just today I haven't been on Facebook in a few days, but just today I went on Facebook and I had two or three new black people who sent me a friend request. I have had the most blacks requesting friendship with me in the last 6 months than I've had since I was on Facebook, I think since 2012 or 13 or something like that.
Wow.
I mean, just today. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they don't friend me, become my friend to argue with me. They say that they like my post. They like what I'm saying. I like what they're saying. And I mean, it's phenomenal.
Wow, that's nice.
Yes.
I do believe that there are black people warming up to the president. We see it on the streets of Newark, wherever we go, basically.
Yes.
Even if I have Trump gear on, I'm not cursed out. They don't approach me in a nasty way.
That's because I'm with you and they know I'm
exactly.
packing.
Exactly. So the Democrats are saying that they will not have time to pass the USMCA, which is the United States-Mexico-Canada Trade Pact. And again, USMCA. Last week I left off the A. Very important agreement. It modernizes NAFTA, and it's very important. It was signed, I think President Trump signed it or approved it maybe close to a year ago, and is sitting with Speaker Pelosi.
You know why?
Why? Go ahead, please.
Because they're focusing on Trump. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're focusing on how they can get rid of Trump. Then they'll work on Pence. God forbid.
God forbid.
Then they're going to work on Kavanaugh.
Uh-huh.
You know, because that then they have no plan to improve the general welfare of Americans. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they are totally unfit to work for we the people. The consent of the governed. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen. The consent of the governed. We are the governed because we're not in those offices. And do they have our consent to focus on trying to remove a legitimately elected president of we the people? Mm-hmm. No, they don't. They are getting paid because we pay taxes. Exactly. Do they have our consent to forget about this new trade deal with Mexico, Canada, and the United States, mm-hmm. while they're focusing on trying to find some kind of crooked witness mm-hmm. to tell another lie mm-hmm. and keep all of that foolishness going? Do they have your consent? No, they don't. Do they have your consent to ignore that Hunter Biden mm-hmm. was getting all of this money from the
right.
Ukraine?
Yes.
And his father was vice president and demanded that the attorney, the Ukrainian prosecutor, attorney, or whatever he was, is fired. Mm-hmm. Did they have your consent to do that? Mm-hmm. Do these people like Pelosi, Maxine Waters, and the likes of them, Elizabeth Warren, have your consent to get rich while their constituents are getting poorer?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I think the answer to that is no.
Well, the good news is that some Democrats are offboarding on this impeachment. They're getting off the impeachment train because they're seeing the polls and more Americans are opposed to impeachment because nothing else is getting done. The USMCA is just sitting there.
But the thing about it.
The prescription drug bill, like from what I understand.
Those Democrats who are voting to kill babies.
Yeah.
You know, they might be getting off the impeachment, whatever, but they're still not fit to rule the people. They're
Absolutely.
Still not fit because most of us in this country don't want our taxpayers going
Absolutely.
To killing babies that are 9
Absolutely.
Months. To kill babies that have been delivered.
But, well, let me
so
just post.
That's another issue we
exactly,
need to make sure.
Exactly, Barbara.
Yes.
Because with the Democrats, what I'm getting from the Democrats is they want American women to be able to kill as many American unborn babies as possible.
Yes.
Particularly black ones.
Yes.
While we have to welcome illegals.
That's what they want.
Into this country. Now, why is that?
And they want open borders because we, you and I know, they want these people to come in, promise them freebies so that the
exactly.
working class will
exactly.
be worked over even more
yes. Yes.
to take care of them. Then they can tell these people, I got you here.
Exactly.
My vote help you get your food stamps, your affordable housing. You get free medical care. You must keep voting for me.
Exactly.
All it is it's about building their voting block. Just like you have an exodus of black people leaving the Democratic Party.
Absolutely.
They want to replace those herd members
exactly.
with new herd.
Exactly. And what they're doing is
Simple.
Disrespecting the value of our vote. I mean, our ancestors died for the right to vote, and the Democrats are just casting that away. It means nothing to them if they can bring in people, no ID, no ties to this country, just bring them in and let them vote, let them get driver's license, free tuition. What about American children who need free tuition? What about Americans, period?
They don't care. The bottom line is they don't care. They have cheapened American citizenship.
Right.
And we have to, once again, by eliminating them, getting them out of office, refusing to vote for any of them, because that party needs a rejuvenation.
Absolutely.
Rebuilding.
Yep.
Because our citizenship is very valuable.
Absolutely.
We're in a country that's envied around the world.
Absolutely.
We were born into this country. We are natural citizens.
Absolutely.
And our citizenship should not be dwindled down, shaven down,
right.
tossed to the wind, and act like we are just a wasteland
Absolutely.
In the woods.
The Democrats are acting, you're right, they're lawless. They're acting
are lawless,
as
very.
Though they're our boss, when in fact we're their boss.
That's
they
right.
are in the House of Representatives. They are supposed to represent the will of the American people. We pay their salaries, but they're disregarding all of that. Speaker Pelosi set a standard for impeachment: bipartisan, clear and convincing evidence, and the will of the American people. She disregarded all this over this silly phone call. The phone call wasn't silly, but this silly obsession with the president's phone call to the Ukraine. It's just a pretext.
It's a guise. That's all it
is. To launch impeachment. They were going to launch it over anything.
It didn't work with the Mueller report, so they had to come up with something. Exactly. They created this. But it serves a dual purpose because it keeps us distracted.
Right.
From the Pfizer report?
Yes.
It keeps us distracted. Hunter?
Yeah.
Joe? Biden?
Right.
All of that stuff.
Exactly.
So we have to stay focused. They think American people are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, there may be some.
Right.
Those who want to vote for Bernie Sanders and AO crazy, et cetera, and ill, and, you know, those who voted for those
people.
Well,
by the way, all members of the squad, AOC, Ilhan, Rashida, and Ayanna Pressler, they're all under investigation.
And they should
be. For campaign fraud, for funds, whatever. Yeah.
Good. And my friends out here, all Americans, listen, we have a country that's not perfect, but it's a far cry better than most of the places in the world. God bless you. God bless America. Stay strong, and let's fight for what's right.
Amen.
And God this bless is
President Trump, and this is our urban story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey top dentists for 2018, providing exceptional and compassionate care. The Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.